Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, y'all, what would you do if you proposed to the love of your life and they told you that they needed to think about it? Abby has the email.
Opinions needed. I recently proposed to my girlfriend and her response wasn't exactly a straightforward yes. Instead, she told me that she needed some time to think about it. It's been about 2 weeks now and I'm starting to wonder if she really has been thinking because she hasn't mentioned it at all. It is as if it never happened. I don't want to be pushy if she is really giving it thought, but part of me feels rejected and disrespected. Should I bring up the topic with her again, or should I consider the possibility of walking away? A little context, my girlfriend and I have been together for a few years, and our relationship has been pretty solid. We've talked about our future together, and I genuinely believed it was the right time to take the plunge and propose. I was excited, and I thought she would be too. But her response caught me off guard. She explained that she needed time to process everything. And while I respect her need for space, I'm beginning to feel a little bit anxious. I love her deeply and want to spend my life with her, but I also don't want to rush her into a decision she's not ready for. I've been trying to give her the space she asked for, but as the days go by, I can't help but wonder if I should initiate a conversation about it. My dilemma is that I don't want to seem pushy or impatient, but I also don't want to be left hanging indefinitely or be in a relationship with someone who doesn't feel the same way about our futures as I do. Should I ask how her thinking is going, or should I walk away completely?
I feel like this puts you in an awkward situation for a couple of different reasons. Because, well, one, obviously, I think you would think long and hard before you would propose to someone, right? You would be at a point where you're pretty sure that she's going to say yes. So if you don't get a yes, even an I'll think about it, it's going to throw you for a loop. And then now how do we go on and continue to enjoy this relationship as if I am not sitting here on pins and needles every day waiting for you to tell me if you're going to accept my proposal or not?
It's a no. She doesn't want to marry you yet for whatever reason. And it might not be because she doesn't love you. It might be she's not ready. Because how do you tell your boyfriend or partner of several years, like, not right now, without it ruining the relationship? So she's literally, I think, trying to bury it under the rug because she doesn't want to get married to you right now, but doesn't want to hurt your feelings. But I mean, I was with my husband for 11 years before he proposed, and he was only 50% sure that I was going to say yes.
What?
Yeah, he
really?
Was super, super, because I had just been like, I wasn't ready for marriage for a long part of our relationship. We got there. I mean, I said yes immediately, but that's the thing. Like in that moment, you know, in your heart, when someone asks you to marry them, yes or no. Mm. And if it's no, that doesn't mean you don't love them and you don't want to maybe marry them one day. You're just not ready right now. But you're right. If I tell you no, that's ruined the relationship. But honestly, if this dude is willing to walk away, then maybe he's not ready for marriage either. Because he says, should I consider the possibility of walking away? A marriage is tough. So if like a couple of weeks waiting, I get it. Feeling disrespected, feeling anxious, that's all legitimate. But if you can't handle a couple of weeks of limbo while she thinks things through, then maybe you're not ready for marriage either.
I'm curious, with your husband, if he was only 50% sure why, or 50% sure that you were going to say yes, why did he propose?
Because he's an idiot, because I kept dropping hints. I was like, we've been together a decade. Like, pop the question already. We have a house, we have dogs, everything's been done. But I think it was just, I think for him knowing that, because we had our ups and downs, like every relationship. But I think it was him knowing that if he asks this question, the beautiful homeostasis, like, of our relationship, the foundation will be cracked because it's crunch time. It's either yeah, it's going to happen, or no, it's not. And at that point, when you've been together for like 11 years, if you don't want to get married, but you've both said you want to get married one day, the relationship's over. So I think it's a little bit of the fear there that what if she says no? If she says no, my entire world is going to fall apart because it's done.
So going back to what you said about him being in limbo, right? I wonder if as a guy, this is a pride and ego thing, because even if I was like genuinely fully in love with this woman and knew she was my person, but she rejected my proposal, I think I might want to walk away too, just off of the rejection factor of it, because it tells me that I am at a completely different place with our relationship than you are. If I am completely ready to get married and you still have to think about it, I don't know if I would be able to get past that rejection.
I wouldn't blame you for not being able to get past it, but I feel like whoever proposed put themselves in this situation because the proposal should be a surprise. The marriage should not be. I'm a big believer in before you buy a ring, before you spend however much money you're going to spend on a ring and plan out the proposal and get ready for potential life with someone, you have to have the conversation about what marriage looks like for you and if you even want it. So you should have had this conversation before you even bought the ring so you wouldn't find yourself in this position.
The Burt Show.